In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome back and happy Friday. It's Nikki Marie. I hope everyone is having a great day so far. The weather is amazing here in New York. So enjoy your Friday. If it's the nighttime, go and enjoy yourself. I am home right now, so I'm able to enjoy a little outdoor scenery in the daytime with my daughter, who's home from school early. And then I'll be taking out my boys once they get home from school. But I want to talk about religion for a second, just because I had a Jehovah Witness come to my door. And she usually comes either every other Friday that I'm off, or she'll come on a Saturday. But I just wanted to get you guys' opinion. If someone is forcing their religion on you, what do you do? You know, I often wonder how people can talk about religion and try to force their beliefs on you when you have your own mind. We all have our own thoughts, our own opinions, and I think that people should respect our religion and whatever we choose to believe in. If we don't have a type of religion, like, for example, I used to tell people a lot that I'm agnostic, which doesn't mean that I'm an atheist. It just means that I respect all religions and I don't define myself as having one. So I'm not gonna tell anyone that I'm a Christian or that I grew up in a Catholic home or anything like that. I'm just basically saying, well, I'm a firm believer in I have a spiritual connection. I'm more of a meditate type of person. I believe in a positive life, having high energy, and I believe that, you know, when you do good or when you have this positive outlook on life, then positive things may turn back to you. So I'm not gonna say, well, I believe in God and I believe in hell and heaven and blah blah blah. I just feel like religion is such a touchy topic for a lot of people, because a lot of people base their marital decisions on a person's religion or political beliefs. And I'm just curious as to how certain people, they can go door to door and just be like, well, I want to speak the word to you today. I want to say a scripture real quick and blah, blah, blah. Like, let me go to church if that's the case. And I don't go to church. I'm going to be very honest with you. The last time I probably went to church, I was still living in Miami. I was going to Jesus People Ministry Baptist Church. Shout out to you guys. but yeah, I don't have a specific religion. Like, I'll listen to people. Like, I definitely listen to her every other Friday and every other Saturday that she comes over. And I think I'll ask her the next Friday that she comes over. I'll just be like, what compels you to come to my door? Like, how do you go from door to door? And she drives her car. She takes her car. She comes, she parks in front of my house, and she just stands outside the door and we just have a conversation. And I think it's very interesting. Like, she gave me a pamphlet that says, who really controls the world? Do you think it's God, humankind, or someone else? But what are your thoughts? Like, do you guys have Jehovah Witnesses come to your house every other Friday or every other Saturday or any days for that matter? Do you turn them away? What do you do? Like, I would feel really bad. Like, this lady, she's really nice and she doesn't mean any ill towards me. And so I'm just like, let me hear what she has to say. You know, I always try to have an open mind with everything. So enjoy the rest of your day, my beautiful people. Hopefully you were able to listen to Coffee Time with myself and my mom, Miss Pat, because it was a very interesting conversation. And we will have another episode next week, possibly Friday or Saturday. But I will keep you guys posted. Please continue to listen, call in, message me. You all can do it. So just call in, show love. You can also share the episode. I think it was maybe 30 minutes, but it was a great conversation. So again, continue to listen. Thank you so much.